From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, Gloria Blondell, Eddie Marr, the Norwegian Atomic Blonde, Harry the Hipster, and Benny Kruger's music, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, hello, hello. What's wrong with this phone?
Excuse me, Mr. Vallee, you're talking into the pencil sharpener.
Oh, yes, I must remember to change my bifocals. Hello. Yes, just a moment. It's for you, Pinky.
Oh, hello. Hello? Oh, hello, Cecilia. It's my girlfriend, Cecilia. Listen, Cecilia, tonight I was taking you dancing under the stairs.
Pinky, you mean dancing under the stars?
No, under the stairs. The dance is being held in my uncle's basement. Okay, Cecilia. Yeah, I'll pick you up at 9. Yeah, goodbye. Gee, Cecilia is a wonderful girl, Mr. Vallee. She's sending her brother a birthday gift. He's in one of the Pacific Islands.
Which one?
Alcatraz. every morning he marches with his hand on the fallen front.
What is she sending him?
Conga lessons. Gosh, Mr. Vallee, I have a date with Cecilia, and I wonder if you could loan me $10.
Now, Pinky, what have I always taught you? He who goes a-borrowing goes a-sorrowing, or he who loves a budget income...
Now, look, if you don't want to give me the money, okay, but don't make a federal case out of it. And another thing, I...
Hello? A reservation for whom? Jean-Pierre Fontainebleau? Of course, most assuredly. Goodbye. Pinky, did you hear that? Jean-Pierre Fontainebleau, the great French motion picture director, wants to reserve a table here tonight. This is a chance for me to display my dramatic ability.
Yes?
Only the drama can truly express the real I. Or as you bourgeoisie would say it, Pinky, the real me.
I don't know what you've been smoking, Mr. Vallee, but if you put it on the market, you'll make a fortune.
Listen, Pinky, I want you to prepare the finest table in the house for Mr. Fontainebleau while I rehearse a special song for him.
Slowly I opened my eyes, hazy with mist. Slowly my lips realized they had just been kissed. Slowly you stirred in my arms, thrilling. Softly you sighed and you whispered, "Don't ever let me go." Then to my ears there came the sound of music playing all around, and in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was forever. Slowly the moon came in view, smiling above. That's when I suddenly knew that
say, Rudy.
Why, Truman, Happy New Year. What is it?
Well, Rudy, why not start the New Year with a special encore just for me, huh?
Can do, True, just for you.
Sylvia's hair is like the night, touched with glancing starry beams.
Ah, yes. Enchanting Sylvia. Her hair so lustrous it seemed jeweled by stars, burnished by moonbeams. Girls... Men have always serenaded lovely hair. And what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As famous cover girl and Dreen girl Dorian Lee says,
I always use Dreen because no other shampoo leaves my hair so well-behaved and so lustrous.
Right, Dorian. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ah, prithee, fair maiden, prithee, what manner of beauty is thine that captures my heart with such undeniable finality?
Mr. Valley, would you mind telling me what you're doing if I'm not too psychopathic?
Why, Monsieur Fontainebleau will be here any minute, Pinky. And I'm merely brushing up on my dramatics. Listen to this. How pale the night, how pale the stars, how pale the moon. How's that?
I got just the pale for it.
Young man, I do not consider dramatics a topic for light banter. The drama's part of me. It's in my blood.
Okay, let's hear you bleat something. Look, Mr. Valley, I just came in to tell you that there's a fellow here who said he's got to see you, see? In fact,
okay, I'll take it from here, Flunky.
Flunky? Just a minute. Who do you think you're calling Flunky? Who?
You.
Well, you got to be more definite than that. Now, listen here, big boy. This place is too small for you and me.
So what about it?
So I'm leaving.
Now, Mr. Valley, I'm the assistant director to Jean-Pierre Fontainebleau. My name is Pike, John Pike. May I talk to you?
Okay, Pike, speak.
Now, first, Mr. Valley, Mr. Fontainebleau wants to know what kind of clientele you have here.
Well,
that's fine. Now, how long has this club been open?
Well,
very good. And this is most important. Is this place clean?
Well,
that's perfect.
May I ask you a question, Mr. Pike?
As many as you like. Well, I certainly will. Mr. Fontainebleau will be here, but a little late. In the meantime, I want you to meet the leading lady of his next picture, Lauren Decoy. Follow me.
Okay.
We go right out this way. All right. Now, Mr. Decoy, may I present the owner of Billy Valley, Mr. Valley, Miss Decoy.
How do you do? May I say you're my favorite singer?
Gosh, wait till I tell the fellas at the Turkish bath.
You're a very attractive man, Mr. Valley. I say you're a very attractive man.
Who's arguing with you?
And I adore college men, Mr. Valley. They're so romantic, so brilliant, so clever, aren't they?
Well, they sure are.
Yes, sir, Mr. Valley has a real scholastic record, Mr. Coy. Yale 25, Harvard 29... Age 64.
Wait a minute here. What do you mean, age 64? I'm only 31.
I wish I had the difference in butter.
Well, I'm glad to see that I'm among friends, even if they're not mine.
Certainly, Mr. Valley. I think you're a real glamour boy.
Well, you know, some people say, put a razor in my hand, you couldn't tell me from Gregory Peck.
Before I forget, Valley, Mr. Fontainebleau likes a place with a French atmosphere. Have you any of that around here?
Eh bien, vraiment, voilà. Indeed, we do. Even our featured singer, Fifi, is French.
I've heard so much about this Fifi, Mr. Valley. She's one of your many sweethearts, isn't she?
Perhaps. You know what a great poet once said? Breathes there a man with soul so dead who never has turned around and said, not so. Wait, here's Fifi now. Oh, Fifi. Hello, Fifi.
Hello, Rudy. My, but you look handsome tonight.
Oh, Fifi, this is... What did you say?
I said, you look handsome tonight.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, you talked me out of it.
I should have quit when I was ahead.
Pardon me, Fifi, but my name is Lauren Decoy. I'm an admirer of Mr. Valley, too.
Oh, really?
You know, Fifi, I can't help admiring your dress. It's perfectly stunning. Didn't they have it in your size?
For you. For your information, Miss Decay.
Decoy.
This dress cost me $200.
Why, you could have gotten a new one for that. But how do you like my gown? It's my own design. I made it out of odds and ends.
Yes. Isn't it odd where it ends?
Now, girls, let's not indulge in personalities.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley, but are these chicks kind of hacking you, man? Are they dragging you, man? Huh? You think I ought to hit them to the jive?
No, Harry. Oh, Mr. Coy, this is Harry the Hipster, the Norwegian atomic blonde, one of our singers here. He's solid. He's hep. Harry, I want you to yodel for the girls.
Okay. Start your pile of light, cause here's one right out the front burner. Let's smoke up the joint so a guy can breathe.
Well, get over there to that piano, Harry. Get going there. Ah!
This is side piece for some boogie-woogie.
Caledonia.
One with baby got great big feet. She's lonely, lay, and nothing to eat. But I love my baby. I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is your name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what made you big and so hot? Ah! What you screaming for, baby? You look awful crazy tonight, you know. You acting awful wild. You better stop taking that Benzedrine. Weebop. Beep the bop, beep the bop, beep beep the bop, do you do? Bobby bop, beep the bop.
Caledonia.
What made your boy so big? Beep the bop, 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 beep the bop.
Poet paid this tribute to a beautiful woman, and each soft ringlet of her hair was an enchantment and a snare to catch a lover's eye. Yes, there's something about lovely shining hair that always catches a man's eye. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair and you bring out all its gleaming beauty. As much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
Dreen Now has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing.
Right.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Speaking, I'm in a terrible quandary. Monsieur Fontainebleau is here, but I'm afraid to talk to him. He seems to prefer everything French, and I suppose he only wants French actors for his next picture.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Valley. Leave everything to me. I'll convince this guy that you're French. Excuse me, I'll go right over and have a talk with him. Mademoiselle from Armentier, parlez valse. Hinky, dinky, pinky, Lee. Pardon me, sir. My name is Pinky Lee.
Do you do? My name is Jean-Pierre Fontainebleau. Tell me, Monsieur Lee, what kind of a nightclub is this?
Oh, it's very high class. In fact, on Saturday night, you can't get in without a card.
And how does one get a card?
We got a kid outside handing them out. After all, you know what they say in French.
No, what?
I don't know. They're liable to say most anything in French. Look, Mr. Fountain Pen. Fountain Pen. How about you and Mr. Valley in your next picture? He's French, you know.
Oh, he is?
Oh, sure. He was born in Paris. Oh, he's a real parasite. Yeah, Mr. Valley is French from the tip of his toes to the top of his curls.
Oh, his eyes are French, his ears, his nose.
His nose?
Sure, did you ever hear of a French horn?
You interest me, Monsieur Lee. Won't you sit down?
Oh, Merkai, Merkai.
Merkai?
Yeah, Merkai Bokalp.
Ah, so you are a Frenchman, too, huh?
Oh, si. Oh, will I ever forget the Champ Elysee, La Place Vendome, the Rue La Poule, and the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal is not in Paris.
They moved it?
Monsieur Lee, you remind me of someone I used to know in France.
Yeah?
A little fellow I called Le Petit Cochon.
Oh, what a cute name for me, Petit Cochon. What does it mean?
Little pig.
Little pig?
Oh, la proche de fond, j'ai les prix, font de les rompis.
English translation, ooh, you make me so mad.
Monsieur Lee, I do not like pickles. You are not French, and I do not believe Monsieur Vallée is French either.
Oh, but he is so, and I can prove it. Hey, did you ever hear of Marie Chevalier?
But of course.
Well, don't go away, big boy. And Mr. Vallée will sing one of Mr. Chevalier's songs, and if you close your eyes, you'll actually think you're listening to Marie Chevalier.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am very happy to be here tonight to sing for you a little song from one of my pictures. Is that Paramount picture? Paramount on Parade. Yes, maybe you remember the scene near the end of the picture in Technicolor. Color. I'm dressed, how you call it, like a sweeper chimney. Yes, the name of the song is Sweeping the Clouds Away. But I forgot. I'm not going to sing it tomorrow. Oh, no. I'm not going to sing it yesterday. I'm going to sing it right now. Don't go around moping or hoping happiness will come. That's not the way. He doesn't pay. If you want happiness, just help yourself to some. Why don't you try to take life the way I do? Let the whole world sigh and cry. I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Let it rain, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and green. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. Let the whole world sigh and cry. I'll be high in the sky, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I don't care what's down below. Oh, let it rain. Oh, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and green. And so I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
Mr. Vallée.
Well, thank you, Miss DeCoy. Thank you.
Well, I spoke to Mr. Fontainebleau, and he's agreed to let you play the lead in his next picture. It's a story about Paul Revere. You play Paul Revere, and I'm Mrs. Revere. It's a great part for you.
Oh, I'd love to do it. I really would, Miss DeCoy. When do we start?
As soon as we can find somebody to play the horse. We've interviewed every actor in town, and nobody wants that part. If we could only find someone to play the horse.
Oh, Mr. Vallée!
Not now, Pinky. Uh-oh. Miss DeCoy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I certainly am. There's our horse in between us. I think we can have him roped and saddled in 5 minutes.
Oh, Mr. Vallée,
Pinky, come here.
What?
I want you to meet Miss Lauren DeCoy.
My full name is Lauren A. DeCoy. The A is for Alice.
My name is Pinky C. Lee.
What is the C for?
Crestview, 6972.
Pinky, how would you like to be an actor?
An actor? Me? Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm crazy. Oh, I loved it. I've always wanted to do Shakespeare, Mr. Valley. Just listen to this. Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him. Well?
No, this is not a Shakespearean part, Pinky, but it's a very important one.
Yeah?
Tell me, how do you feel?
Well, I caught a cold last night, and I'm a little hoarse.
Hoarse? Oh, that's fine.
Don't worry, Pinky. We'll get you a nice big blanket.
You know, Pinky, you're so charming, so handsome. Your eyes, your hair, your face.
Do tell me more, but this time look at me. You know, I don't like to brag, Mr. Coy, but when it comes to romance, there's quite a tale attached to me.
You're telling me. Come here, my sweet. Stand here beside me now. Pucker up your lip. Lips were made for kissing, you know.
They were? In all these years, I've been using them to blow a bubble gum.
How would you like to do a play with Mr. Coy?
I'm not doing so bad now. You know, Mr. Coy, if I could be in a play with you, they could turn me loose in an open field for the rest of my life and just let me graze.
I think you get your wish.
And then, no fooling. When it comes to acting, I know my oats.
That'll come in handy, too. You see, Pinky, the play we're doing is The Life of Paul Revere. I play Mrs. Paul Revere.
That's right, Pinky. Now, do you know anything about horses?
Oh, of course. Only last week I went riding on an aristocratic horse.
An aristocratic horse?
Yeah, his grandfather was the glue that sealed the message to Garcia. Well, I suppose I'm to play the part of Paul Revere in this play?
Not exactly, Pinky. You sort of support Paul Revere.
Oh, you mean I'm under Paul Revere?
All the time.
Yes. But what I want to know is, when do I have a scene with you?
Well, every time we meet, I give you a piece of sugar, scratch your ribs, and kiss you on the nose.
You scratch my ribs and kiss me on my nose? Who wrote this play? Gene Autry? Let's see now, if I don't play Paul Revere, who are some of the other characters around at the time? Oh, I know. You want me to play George Washington. Oh, that's right up my alley. Just listen to this. Men, tonight we'll beat the Hessians at Trenton. Tomorrow we'll beat the British at Philadelphia. And Tuesday, we'll beat the Trojans in the Rose Bowl. Out of my way, sister. We got work to do. Men, the fate of our country is up to you. We'll cross the Delaware right now. Row, row, row,
Pinky,
row.
Pinky, please. That's not the part you're playing.
Row, row.
It ain't?
Pull in your oars, men!
You should have told me sooner. I was halfway to Trenton.
Oh, I know. I know what you want. You want me to play a French officer. Ah, I can just see you and I together, Mr. Coy. I take your hand in mine. I look into your eyes and say, ma chérie. I love you. You're my sweetheart. You are for me. Now that I have you, there will be no other woman for me. Cherie, now I will kiss you. And kiss you. And kiss you.
Pinky, stop. That's still not the part you're playing.
Who cares? And kiss you.
Pinky, listen to me. The part you play is that of the noble figure who made it possible for Paul Revere to make his famous ride. Man's best friend. A horse.
A horse? Now, just a minute. I'm willing to do anything within reason. I'll play any part you ask me to do, but when you tell me to become a fugitive from a Crosby stable, that's going. I want to sow my oats, not eat them.
Every great play in the world was great because of some animal in it. For instance, in Uncle Tom's Cabin, they had bloodhounds.
That's just a matter of taste. In my uncle's cabin, they had pigs.
No, you don't understand, Pinky. It's not just a horse. It's Paul Revere's horse.
But I don't feel the part. You're not capturing the real me. Paul Revere is more in my line.
But I'm going to play Paul Revere.
Well, if you think I'm going to carry you to Lexington back, you're crazy. Mrs. Valley, someday I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have little kitties, and I want him to call me Daddy. I don't want to hear him yelling, "Hi, yo, Silver!"
Pinky, you're the star.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Don't you want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it. I won't do it. I just won't
listen,
do it.
Oh, listen, Pinky. We're only going to do a few days' work. Every night after we finish the day's shooting, we'll have supper together. We'll walk through Griffith Park together. I'll take your hand in mine. I'll raise my lips to yours. And you'll look into my eyes, and what will you say?
Ludie Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, Betty Bradley as Fifi, that atomic blonde Harry the Hipster, and Virginia Mayo, courtesy of Sam Goldwyn Pictures.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous.
As all United States women know, the end of the war did not end the shortages of household and toilet soaps. One way to help bring back more of the soap we need so badly is to keep up the good habit of saving used fats. You see, supplies of industrial fats are still far short of meeting the requirements for an adequate supply of soap and other peacetime products. So save every drop of waste fats every mealtime. Turn them in promptly. You'll collect 4 cents a pound and help keep soap shortages from getting worse.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Good night, everyone. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.